Welcome to the Opawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
Morning and welcome to our Easter Sunday service and time of prayer. I do hope that each one of you is surviving in your bubble, getting used to it as we're now over halfway, hopefully. But let us join together as we pray together. Lord, thank you for loving us more than life itself. God, life is hard and uncertain. So much pain, hurt, and heartache seem to surround us. And yet knowing this, you still willingly gave up your life and became God with us and God who rescues us. Because of your sacrifice, we can spend eternity with you. There is no pain you cannot conquer, no hurt you cannot heal, and no life you cannot transform. Your death and resurrection prove that nothing is impossible for you, and that we are more than conquerors because of you. Today and every day, help us to fix our hearts and minds on you. And as we do, please give us more of your joy, hope, and peace. We love you, and we want to worship you. Lord, we continue to pray for our government and their leadership. Give them wisdom and foresight in making good decisions for our nation. We also pray for those on the front lines, our police, health workers, supermarket workers, and others. We just pray for their safety and well-being. Lord, we want to acknowledge the heart cries of our Opawa family during this time. Some will be struggling with isolation, loneliness, anxiety. Lord, we pray that they would be encouraged by your presence and by the pastoral support from each one of us at Opawa. We pray for our older folks. Keep them well and safe and looked after by family, friends, or neighbours. We want to pray especially for those known to each one of us that might have special needs at the moment. So just in a couple of seconds of silence, name those folks that you know of that need special prayer. Father, we just bring these names and these people before you this morning. Thank you, Lord, also for the safe return to New Zealand of Jan Kennedy. We pray that she might soon be able to return home to Christchurch. We also thank you for those who are managing very well during this crisis. Might they be an encouragement to the rest of us through their humour, kind words, and attitude. We continue to pray for our own COVID-19 leadership team at Opawa as they meet weekly to pray and organise ongoing activities for the church. We pray for Rod as he brings us the message today. Thank you for the offerings that the people are still giving. May we use them wisely and carefully in serving each other. We pray all these things in the wonderful name of Jesus, who we again thank for his resurrection and for his life ever after. Amen.
Morena, he is risen.
He is risen indeed, Colin. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, and a big shout out and hi to all the Parklands people.
And from me as well, and also to the Opawa peeps. Good
Absolutely.
On you.
Absolutely, yeah. So, Rod, I can't help but noticing that on this Easter Sunday, you're in a garden. What's that about?
Well, it's a funny you should ask that, Colin. See, I hadn't realised until quite recently that Jesus died and was buried and rose again all in a garden. In John 19, it talks about the tomb being where he was crucified. And it's not only is it a garden, it's a city garden. And there just seemed to be an interesting symmetry because the fact that, you know, we started in a garden with Adam and Eve in Genesis, and we end up in a city in resurrection. And here in the middle, we are in this city garden.
Yeah. And in fact, there's that's the clue that the at the very end in Revelation, it's back in a city garden, in that there's a river flowing through Jerusalem and the tree of life coming up on both sides of the river with leaves to give healing of the nations. So there's still that sense of the city and the garden getting like that at the end.
So, Colin, what brings you to the garden, sir?
Well, I was thinking about garden and resurrection, and obviously that's where Mary first meets the resurrected Jesus, and she thinks he's the gardener, which is like, what? And so gardens are a place where you plant seed, but you just don't know what's going to grow. You become aware that you get all the conditions right, but I don't know how you are as a gardener, but you know, so often it doesn't go the way I expect. It's like the gift of life is beyond us. We can create conditions around it, but resurrection life, there's something else needed. I have to lean on something else.
And you said an interesting thing to me too recently, that you don't always recognize resurrection life for what it is. And Mary missed it in Jesus when she first saw him in the garden.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the idea that if that's the case, where might there be resurrection life that we're missing? That they're just in a moment, we might look back and go, there it is. There it is.
Often easier to see in hindsight, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There's this great poet who tells us to practice resurrection, and that kind of does my head in. What does it mean? How would it mean if you were practicing resurrection life, knowing you don't yet quite have it? And he kind of talks about living with the intention, knowing that this life is not at all, knowing that you're deciding to participate in resurrection life, in a life that triumphs death. So that means you have faith, a bit like the faith of planting seeds.
Yeah, and I think if anywhere is a place to practice resurrection, it isn't the garden. It doesn't matter if you have green thumbs or brown ones. It's a place where there is possibility, and it brings your eye up when you look at a little plant to think of what it might become. Whether it will or not, who knows, but that's in the future. It's a place of hope.
That is hope for the future. That's what resurrection promises us. And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to a kind of we're all hanging out to get out of our houses. A little bit of that walk through walls would be kind of cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it just?
Yeah.
Final thought to the good people of Opawa and Parklands. Don't eat too much. Have a great time. Have a brilliant Easter. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
And from my end to Opawa and Parklands, yep, chocolate is good. Easter eggs are a fantastic invention, and may you be surprised by discovering life where you did not expect it.